Foodie Films is brought to you by the Cage Club Podcast Network. For all things Cage Club related, head on over to cageclub.me. That's cageclub.me. Foodie fans, happy new year. Welcome to 2019. 2019, we're almost there. One more year, and we're starting the third decade. Or you guys, or is that close? Is the 2020 closing out the second decade? Either way, we're well into the 2000s now. What are we calling this? It was the 2000s. The 2010s, right? So are we going to start calling it the 20s again? Or it's not going to be, I don't think it's going to be the, was it the Roaring 20s? I don't know. There was always names for decades. But Happy New Year, and you're like, Kyle, two songs in a row? Auld Lang Syne? Did you know the title for that song? I'll be honest, I never knew it. That's one of those songs you kind of mumble along to, right? It plays once the ball drops and you're hugging and or kissing your loved ones. And I had to look up the lyrics to that. I really never knew Auld Lang Syne. And it's a song, well, it's a Scottish poem by Robert Burns, and loosely translated for the sake of old times. That's what, like, old long since, long long ago, days gone by, or old times, but it's just loosely translated, it is for the sake of old times. For the sake of old times, I wanted to make this special announcement come the new year. Foodie Films, this lovely, delicious, scrumptious podcast you're listening to, is going to become bi-weekly. That doesn't mean twice a week. That means once every other week. No. Don't get nervous. This is a good thing. I love Foodie Films. I've said that enough, but I'll say it again. I love Foodie Films. I love that you guys are listening. It means so much to me. But I want it to grow. And I want it to become more than just a podcast. And for that to happen, I need to spread it out a little bit. You know, I need to see all the ingredients in front of me. Because we're cooking up something special here. And so what that means is that in between the weeks, we're going to start releasing different kinds of content, not just, you know, the audio podcast content. And this isn't going to happen right away. I'm still working on it, and I want to get it just right. I'm really, you know, I'm just doing some practice tests right now, some practice dishes, and I want this dish to be perfect for you guys. Because, hey, what are we doing here? We're talking food, we're talking movies. And what are those things? Those are very visual things. And so, and I've briefly talked about this, but I work in film production. I'm a freelance videographer. And so I want to start creating content, more content, that can also just help show my love for foodie films, my love for food, my love for film, my love for then, of course, foodie films, that marriage of the two. And I think that's what we'll start releasing in between the episodes. So again, bi-weekly. We've got so many great podcasts on the Cage Club podcast network. That's cageclub.me, cageclub.me. And you can check out, so if you're like, oh, Kyle, I need some fill. I need some toppings to this deliciousness. Check out the other podcasts on the in-between weeks. We even have, you know, other bi-weekly shows like Winona Forever. Maybe I'll see if that'll play, you know, the weeks that Foodie Films podcast isn't airing. But there's still going to be plenty of content for you guys to chew on. And I'm just happy to announce that in the new year. This is, well, hey, I played a little bit of Auld Lang Syne before, and that this is a very Jersey episode. It's going to be a short episode, but Auld Lang Syne sang by Frank Sinatra. He, you know, from Hoboken. I'm from Jersey, lived in Hoboken for a while. All right, pretty good. But then, of course, I gotta play you at least a food scene. So I got a little special Bon Jovi treat for you later, all right? Good Bon Jovi. And in the meantime, I wanna reflect. Because, you know, that Auld Lang Syne, that's always... It's kind of a... It sounds like a sad song, right? But just reading... I've got the English translation in front of me. It's... Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and Auld Lang Syne? So again, for the sake of old times. But I thought this part was pretty apropos. And surely you'll buy your pint cup, and surely I'll be mine. And we'll take a cup of kindness yet for Auld Lang Syne. For the sake of old times. So I think I'd like to thank you for taking that cup of kindness and being part of Foodie Films. So how was your New Year's anyway? What did you do? Did you party it up? Did you stay at home, order some takeout? I, you know, celebrated with friends, and we drank a lot. I started the night out with some Irish whiskey, this nice Irish whiskey I picked up when I was in Ireland. It's Walsh, which is my mom's maiden name. That's my Irish heritage. So a nice special Irish whiskey blend. And that was pretty good. You know, some little... it was messed up. Ordered pizza. Pizza never came. Charged my friend like $60 on her card. Pizza never came. That's kind of messed up. Supposedly, last night and I think Halloween are the biggest pizza ordering nights. I never knew that. But I hope you enjoyed all your food and all your beverages of last night, kicking in the new year. And I mean, we talked about it a little bit, but I hope you enjoyed your Christmas or whatever religious holiday you're celebrating. Or again, or if you're just enjoying, I hope you had you're having a merry season if you don't celebrate any of the holidays. But I celebrate Christmas, and it was like a kind of a never-ending Christmas. It did like my mom's side of the family on the 23rd, my dad's side of the family on the 24th, and then like our core family. Some of my brother-in-law's family on the 25th, so it was like the 12 days of Christmas, but the 3 days of Christmas, and just, oh, the leftovers. You guys, let me tell you, I gotta start trimming down come this New Year's. I think that's, you know, I've never been a resolution guy, maybe it's probably for the worse, but I think that's my New Year's resolution, to finally get in shape. I'm not looking to have a six-pack. I've always been more of a keg guy. But I gotta tone it down a little bit. It's more the quantity over the quality. I'm usually eating pretty quality food, but the quantity gets to me. And so these leftovers, and I had a little shindig at my place, and all the cheeses, and just so many, so it was just a lot of breads and a lot of cheeses, and I think I gotta go straight protein. Not even like a lot of, like, I love fruit, and you're like, oh, fruit healthy, but just I can't have a lot of sugar, I think, in my life. I think the sugar and the fattiness of the cheeses, and obviously, like, those, the bad carbs, the breads and the pastas, I just gotta treat myself every once in a while. But, I hope you're treating yourselves. That's not me doing a voice, that's me doing a little bit of a Parks and Rec kind of thing. But, yeah, so hopefully you're enjoying the food of the season, but, I'm gonna try to start behaving, which is just very, very difficult for me. I know I was already reading the Auld Lang Syne lyrics for you, but I'd like to read a little bit more for you, which, just letting you know, is something I don't terribly enjoy. I'm a very self-conscious, conscious reader. I can't even speak right now. So there you go, can't speak, can't read. But for Christmas, an aunt of mine got me a very thoughtful gift. It's this book called Eat What You Watch, a cookbook for movie lovers. How perfect is that? So this book is by Andrew Rea, also from the creator of the YouTube hit series Binging with Babish. I gotta check that out. I think I've seen some episodes, but this book is great. So it's a cookbook, but there's just a lot of fun movie recipes in here. Just so some, let's go to the table of contents. Just looking at some of these, I got to start making some of these. We've got the breakfast dessert pasta inspired by Elf. So we've covered that scene. Beef bourguignon inspired by Julie and Julia. So more recipes from movies we've covered so far. And it's even some more inspiring. Ooh, you know what? I wasn't thinking about covering the movie The Grand Budapest Hotel, but you know what? It's a hotel. There's a decent amount of food scenes. And that one girl's a baker, right? I have no idea how to, it's just such an Irish name. Saoirse Ronan, Ladybird, her. Double decker New York style pizza. That's not a New York thing, guys. It's a weird John Travolta doing in Saturday Night Fever, but we covered that. So many great. Ooh, there's the pasta dish from the movie Chef, when Scarlett Johansson and him are, hooking up, and she's on his bed, and she's looking at him making the pasta, and it's like, I want someone to look at me that same way, so I guess I gotta learn how to make that pasta. What is that called? Pasta aglio e olio? Sure. Why not? Oh, the pasta with prison gravy meatballs inspired by Goodfellas? Another scene. There we go. I know Mike Manzi of Third Time's the Charm, and obviously so many other podcasts, and the co-creator of the Cage Club Podcast Network. Philly cheesesteaks inspired by Creed. So some John cheesesteaks, even though I hate the city of Philadelphia. Sorry. If you're from Philly and you listen to this podcast, God bless you for putting up with my me saying all the shit that I say about Philly. Giant pancakes, Uncle Buck, we covered that. A lot of, boy, ooh. The World's Greatest Sandwich inspired by Spanglish. I know that's a movie that I want to cover on the podcast, but I don't remember that sandwich, and God knows I love sandwiches. I think that's my spirit food, a good old sandwich. Wow, so many awesome things. And let me just read a little bit from the introduction. Food in movies and television plays just as vital and important a role as any of the human characters. It gets a styling of its own and is crucial in bringing stories together. It's present during pivotal scenes to communicate emotion. It serves in framing place, time, and the general zeitgeist. And it ingrains itself in the viewer's memory forever. See how bad of a reader I am. You know, there's so much more to this introduction, but I liked reading that. I liked what this author, what Andrew Rea has to say. Should probably reach out to Andrew Rea, try to get him on the podcast. That is, you know what, and that's what, I mean, movies, we're talking movies clearly, but that's what I feel like in life too. I mean, you know, the holidays would be a little boring if your family came over and you weren't eating together, you know. I mean, obviously people just need to eat anyway, but it's those, I think, you know, so when I went to my grandmother's, the, you know, the Italian grandmother, my dad's mother, and she makes her always the spinach raviolis. And she's, you know, she's getting older, and she wasn't feeling too well and wasn't sure if she was up to it. And that's the whole, like, I want to learn how to make them, but no one makes them like her. And it's special. Like, that's, you know, I love cooking for people. I love cooking because I like cooking for people. And I love making them happy. But it's just like, I'd rather someone cook me my favorite dish than learn it myself. I still want to learn it. I want to keep the tradition going, because then hopefully if I have kids someday, maybe they'll, you know, be trying the raviolis and be, you know, then they'll have the same thought as me, like, oh, they're so good, I don't want to make those because dad makes them better or something like that. But that's what I think of. I think of these spinach raviolis and the dessert, you know, there's other dishes too, but then dessert, she makes these cream puffs, and those are just two of my favorite things in the whole entire world, and that just brings me such joy and warmth and comfort, and reminds me of the love that has existed throughout my years on this planet. And I mean, that's just something magical about this time of year, because that's what those dishes have been chosen as holiday dishes. So I really liked that. I mean, you know, that's just the first paragraph. It goes on for, I think it's just one, yeah, it's one, you know, one full page, but that was like pretty much like an eighth of the page, that little paragraph that I just read by Andrew Rea for the introduction of his book, Eat What You Watch, a cookbook for movie lovers. So this is kind of perfect. This is, hey, you know what? I'm already getting ideas. Maybe I'll have to make some videos of me trying to make these foods. I'll talk to Andrew Rea and see how that goes. But these are the things that are, I'm holding the book close to me and shaking a little bit, but these are the things that I love, that I'm so glad to see obviously other people are into as well. And if you're listening to this, I would think that you're into it as well too. Well, I've been babbling on for long enough now, so how about we play, like, what would an episode be without a famous food scene? So it's not, this isn't the film that we're highlighting this episode per se. I don't have someone on to talk about it. I know Brian Rodriguez of High School Slumber Party will be mad at me, but this was kind of something I decided last minute to talk about this scene. But this is the Bon Jovi, I mean, he's got a couple scenes. This is Bon Jovi making pancakes in the movie New Year's Eve.
Morning, boss.
Morning.
You're cooking?
Yes, I am.
I smelled something. I wasn't sure what it was. Look at this.
You need a proper kitchen on the bus, Monty. With a griddle. That two top just ain't cutting it for me anymore. Ooh. Try one of those.
Wow. Terrific. These are great.
It's the pot.
Should I roll it?
I'm kidding you. No. It's ground cinnamon, a little vanilla bean, raspberry reduction. And you could use a little reduction yourself there, Monty.
Hey, you don't like the full Monty? Look, I'm doing Pilates. Look at this.
Do me a favor, will you? Take a look around for some maple syrup.
Sure. And I'll tell the guy sound check in 15. 15 minutes to sound check.
All right. So, what is that scene? We've got Bon Jovi talking with, I guess, kind of like his road manager or, you know, somebody, you know, some kind of crew roadie kind of guy, and saying how they got to get a proper kitchen on the tour bus because he's at this venue where he's going to be performing that night, New Year's Eve. And there's a whole love story with, I think, Katherine Heigl. I've seen the movie once, maybe twice, I don't know. It's a, you know, it's a chick flick, but I love chick flicks. I'm sorry, rom-coms, is that more politically correct? But it's John Bon Jovi. So let's see, John Bon Jovi. What else has he acted in anything else? Oh, he was in. Yeah, I think he was in U571, wasn't he? He was like in, this is all soundtrack stuff. Let's see, is as an actor? Is it anywhere? Actor, 96 credits, Jesus. I mean, I'm sure it's a lot of, like, you know, as himself or whatever. He was on Ally McBeal as Victor Morrison. Vampires, Los Muertos as Derek Bliss. Interesting. Pay It Forward, U571, Sex in the City, Homegrown. So he's been in some. Young Guns 2. Little City. When was this? Cry Wolf. The West Wing. Oh, yeah. Okay. I just binge watched, like, all the West Wing. I don't know. At least, like, a month or 2 months ago. But, yeah. Okay. He was on an episode as John Bon Jovi. And then New Year's Eve. So New Year's Eve came out in 2011. He has not acted in anything else since. It's just all music videos and, you know, performances as himself. But, I mean, he doesn't do too bad in this. He's cooking up some pancakes. I'm surprised not some gabagool on eggs, since he's from Jersey, or some tail of ham, or I don't know where he's from. Maybe you call it pork roll because you're a monster. But, you know, it's pretty funny. He's got the line, it's the pot, and then a little mean to his, again, crew guy, saying you could use a little reduction yourself, but overall does a pretty good job. I think he could act in a few more things, some John Bon Jovi. He plays a fictitious rock star called Jensen. I feel like they could have come up with a better name than that. But, you know what? I'm just thinking about this right now. I'm going to play one other quick little food scene. And actually, it's very, very short, but it's because the only Bon Jovi song. Yes, my name is Kyle Reinfried. I'm from New Jersey, and I'm not a fan of Bon Jovi or Bruce Springsteen, and I'm going to hell for that. But this is the introduction of Lone Star and Barf in Spaceballs, just because, well, long story short, that was my pledge name, Barf, not because I got sick, because I had long hair and I looked a little bit like John Candy as the famous Mog from Spaceballs, half man, half dog. He's his own best friend. And, well, you know, let's play the clip for you.
Always when I meet him. Barf!
What can I do you for, boss?
Yeah.
Grab myself a snack. You want some?
No.
A little hair of the dog?
No, listen, answer that thing for me.
You watch that?
Oh, sorry. I'll just throw out an audio here. That way they won't see you. Yellow.
Raise your hands! Ooh, that is a rockin' song. Maybe I'll have to deep dive back into John Bon Jovi. I know my sister's a big Bon Jovi fan. But this this is, well, Spaceballs. Spaceballs is just one of the best comedies. It's one of the best spoofs. I mean, I love Star Wars, and this is just, I mean, Mel Brooks' laser accuracy with just, I mean, what? Obviously Star Wars, but then there's Wizard of Oz, and what else? I mean, there's the hilarious scene where, ooh, I always mix up the two. John Hurt. The late John Hurt reprises his character from Aliens and goes, oh, not again. From Alien, sorry, not Aliens. And Planet of the Apes. That's awesome. So just what a hilarious movie Spaceballs is. And I love that scene. I mean, it's a Winnebago in space. Got the bumper sticker, I heart Uranus. Barf spoon feeding himself. And then the classic line. The line I had to say so many times to get the guys I was pledging under to laugh. Always when I'm eating. That's what they would, I would always have like a snack and they'd yell barf, and I would have to yell always when I'm eating. Was it a form of abuse? Probably, but I allowed it as an 18-year-old, as an adult in the eyes of the United States government. Why am I going in this direction with it? Who knows? He's got the milk bones, little hair of the dog, and you know what? I think this is becoming a clip show. This will be the last clip, I promise. But I forgot. It goes right into another food scene because, well, the character's made of food, Pizza the Hut.
Hello, Lone Star.
Sorry, wrong switch.
Hello, Vinny. What do you want?
No, 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 no. It's not what I want. It's what he wants.
Pizza the Hut!
Well, if it isn't Lone Star and his sidekick, Puke.
That's Barf.
Barf, Puke, whatever. Where's my money?
Don't worry, Pizza. You'll have it by next week.
No, no. I gotta have it by tomorrow.
100,000 space bucks? By tomorrow?
100,000? Ha, ha, ha. No way. You forgot late charges, which brings it up to, 1 million space bucks.
1 million? That's unfair.
Unfair to the payor, but not to the payee. Ha, 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 ha. But you're gonna pay it, or else.
Or else what?
Tell him, Vinny.
Or else pizza is gonna send out for you. You're delicious.
Ciao, boys.
Alright, Dom DeLuise as Pizza the Hut, just fantastic. Mel Brooks always used him so well, even in Robin Hood Men Tights, he's funny as, like, the Godfather type. I'm a lizard and everything like this. But you got the robot Vinny, no, 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 no. And I love what he's saying, you're delicious. But that's just a fun scene. Obviously, it's driving the plot for the characters of Lone Star, or maybe their initial incident, right? And then they get the call from the princess's father. And so, some brilliant acting by Bill Pullman. He's obviously hamming it up and just going over the top for this comedic performance. But John Candy, Bill Pullman, I don't know who plays Vinny, but Dom DeLuise, that's just a funny scene. And hey, pizza is gonna send out for you. So where do we go from here? Well, like I told you, Foodie Films is officially a bi-weekly podcast. So it'll still come out on Wednesdays, and the off weeks, we're going, like I said, we're cooking up some great content for you. So hopefully I'll have more to announce in the near future, and I'm hard at work really trying to hone in on what the next course of Foodie Films is going to be. Well, this is a new year, and this is a new special episode and a new take on Foodie Films. So I hope you've enjoyed it. Have a happy new year, and remember, there's more to cut.
Yummy, 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 I got love in my tummy, and I feel like I'm loving you. Love you, such a sweet thing, good enough to eat thing, and it's just a while.